Picture this. You're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it, especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
On this episode of TFL Talking Trucks podcast, we bring you to Las Vegas, Nevada. This is SEMA 2024. Roman, you're behind the camera.
Hell yeah, Andre, I'm going to be your videographer, and we're going to do a walk around of the truck hall here at SEMA, and we're starting here at Ford.
We're starting at Ford.
Well, this is at the end of the hall, so let's start here at Ford.
Well,
what's that?
There's a lot of commotion here.
There is a lot of commotion.
Let's go this way, because I want to show you this truck, guys. This is an F-150. This is obviously a 2025 model, but they're calling it, Roman, the Ford Performance ORV. And this basically means that it's a truck with a few accessories that can make it a little bit more off-road capable, off-road vehicle, basically recreation vehicle. And you could add some accessories to it.
Locked.
The bed is locked. But that's, you can see,
my kind of truck, it's got an electric bike in there.
It's got an electric bike, it's got a cool jack, it's got boxes, it's got a spare tire. Also, it has a suspension lift. So the whole idea here is from Ford Performance, you could actually get some of these parts and build up your F-150.
You think this is wrap? It's kind of a matte color. I think that's
a really, there's a little bit of matte graphic. This is shiny. This is wrapped. Let's go in the front.
It's busy here at SEMA.
Good, how are you?
It's very busy here. Lots of people. We're going to
look at this. Raptor step, suspension lift, off-road ready tires, painted wheels. So this truck is basically leveled. It's an XLT, but you could add a lot of different accessories, including off-road lights.
Yeah, I'm bored. Let's go. It's just an appearance.
Roman, can I interest you in a crate engine, a nice V8?
Is that a Coyote?
It's a Coyote, but okay. Look at there.
What's there?
May I interest you in a Megazilla?
That's a Megazilla, not a regular Zilla.
No, it's 612 horsepower crate engine.
All right, let's go look at some trucks. Come on. We're here. How about where all the people are? What's up with that?
It's a custom truck. We can't even get it up close in there.
They just unveiled this thing. It looks like a slammed...
It's a custom. It's Clyde. Look at that. Look at that chassis. Holy moly.
Seems to be missing a bed, Andre.
It's missing a bed on them for a reason, because it's a lowered slam truck. It's really sweet.
Well, there's a fuel cell.
It's an F-100, dude. Remember, we had an F-100, too.
Called Clyde.
But ours was lifted.
Yes. It's all carbon fiber. I mean, look at this thing. Look at the interior on this. That is absolutely gorgeous. Now this is the kind of truck, Andre, that gets your blood going.
Excuse us.
And look, this guy's got Ford pajamas on.
Heck yeah. Look at that. It's got a supercharged engine, crate engine in there. It's pretty nuts. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Let's hit the road. We got to go all the way down there.
This is only one hall of SEMA.
Oh, I see something cool already, Andre.
What is it?
I see a police Cybertruck.
Wait, a police Cybertruck?
Yeah, look, a police Cybertruck.
Awesome.
Behind these two dudes. Check this out. Look at that.
Dude, Oracle. Wait, I thought Oracle was a computer company.
I think this is a different Oracle. I like the push bar on the front of it.
Roman, we should get this on our Cybertruck. Check this out.
Let's rewrap ours like a cop truck.
Yes.
Now that is pretty crazy.
So on the front of this is a giant bumper. There's a winch. It's got a push bar. And it looks like to have enough space to open the frunk.
What is this thing? Why is that there? What is that?
I think it's just scanning your face right now.
Yeah, it's face recognition. It knows who I am already. But it does look pretty sinister. I mean, if you saw that in your rearview mirror, would you be...
I would pull over.
Let's see if the interior
look
is...
Look inside.
Oh, it is done up. Look. Look, they have like a... Well, wow. That's weird.
Oh, they have the bad person space.
Yeah, but it's only one of...
Where you put bad guys.
Five seats, yeah. So they go here or do they go on the other side? I don't know.
I think they go on the other side.
Usually the glass partition is this way.
I know.
Not that way. And over here, of course, you've got your siren and your lights.
And look on the roof, Roman. They have these suction cups where you could mount other accessories, maybe like racks or lights.
I thought the roof was broken, and so that's why they had the suction cups.
No.
Let's see what they have in the bed. A drone.
Nice lights, a drone.
Yeah. You could deploy the drone, Andre.
Deploy the drone. There's a slide bed.
If I was a police officer, I'd rather have heavy weaponry back here.
Well, you can close the tonneau cover and still have plenty of security of all of your equipment here.
All right, well, let's keep going and let's see what else there is. Ironically, what you got there?
That truck is cool. Ooh, fire truck.
That's a fire. Look at that giant fire truck.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
No, this is very popular. Basically, kind of recovery rigs, right, that go in and help.
This is a Warren fire truck.
So whoa.
I'm guessing it has a lot of winches.
There's many winches.
There's two there. Yeah.
Dude, what type of a tire is that? It's a 365/80 R20.
It's like a military.
It is a military tire.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, it's got some kind of.
Those are Goodyear. The only ones in medium size.
Is that the 44?
Those are both mil-spec.
Okay, yeah. MPTs. MPTs, yeah.
It won some kind of a Seymour award.
The Continentals ride better off on the highway.
A little bit more round, yeah. Full beadlock capability on these, pretty badass. This truck is big and tall. This is a Ford F450 chassis.
Why would you need 2 inches?
Well, first of all, for display,
okay.
If you're selling winches.
Yeah.
But I think also, you know, if somebody fell off a shelf road, you could park this and you can kind of try to recover on the side.
Well, this truck is big enough that you're not going to pull yourself down when you're pulling up a Jeep or, you know, a Bronco or something else.
Look behind it, dude. Look on top of it.
Oh, there's another winch.
Look at that. How many winches?
Look at the suspension.
Dirt Logic. Wow.
Holy cow. Oh, wait. More winches.
How many? So wait. One in the front, two in the side. Now we're at 5, 6.
Look down there.
7?
I wonder if there's more on this side.
All right. Hold on. There's music here.
All right. I'll go around the other side. 7. See if there's more on the other side. I'd love to be at the Warren meeting where they came up with this concept, right?
How many winches can we put on a truck?
How many winches can we do on a truck? And somebody like said 5, and somebody said, no, I'll raise you 2 more. Are there any more on this side?
Let's take a look.
Of course there are.
Yes.
Yep, yes. 2 more.
Now that is a proper truck.
And then somebody else said 9. We could do 9 winches.
9 winches. Okay. Well, why not, Roman?
I mean, this would be the ultimate recovery truck.
When in Vegas, do 9 winches.
Yeah, I mean, this is SEMA after all. All right, well, shall we head down?
Keep on moving, brother.
See what else there is to be seen.
So, you know, of course, there's a little bit of here at SEMA, right? There's new trucks, there's older trucks, there's custom trucks, there's lifted trucks, lower trucks. Do you want to see that side-by-side on top of that Ford?
No, I get that. I don't want to see a side-by-side on top of the Ford. I see that on the road.
Right, that's kind of scary when they put, you know, side-by-sides on these racks.
It's a pretty cool old Ford right there, huh?
Yeah, from Skyjacker.
Wait, is that a Ford or am I missing it?
It is a Ford.
Okay, all right. Would hate
that's
to get
a cool
that wrong,
older truck.
I'm sure the comments would be all over the place. Somebody has apparently stolen two wheels and tires off of the Chevy, Andre. Who would have thought that there are thieves here at SEMA?
So, dude, suspension is a big topic at this year's aftermarket display show at SEMA here. Bill Stein is coming out with a lot of products. Fox is here. Look at the size of this stuff, dude. They have remote reservoirs with cooling fins and hydraulic bomb stops. And, oh, wow, dude, this is something else.
You know what they say, the more reservoirs, the better. Look at that lifted truck
say.
Over there.
That's lifted
truck.
To the sky.
Oh, there's one you were talking about. Let me zoom in on it. Look at that. That is lifted to the sky, like you said. Oh, cool old Jeep, Andre. Look at this.
Oh, dude, this is flat fender.
Oh, I love that.
Whoa.
I wonder what's under
the
hood.
Yes. Oh, it's a V8 proper.
Of course it's a V8.
Nice.
Is there any flat fender left in this?
I don't know. It's kind of a custom painted body. It looks larger.
I'm not complaining.
No, it looks larger than a normal Jeep.
You know, this a CJ two or three. This is the way it should have been from the factory back in 1944.
With a V8? Yes.
With the V8. Oh my God, two more tires that have been stolen.
Yeah, let's take a look. Why was this stolen?
I don't know. I'm guessing they're showing off. Now that is even bigger suspension. Look at those.
Those are huge.
Oh my God.
You know, we also put a version of Fox suspension on our Ram truck, right? Yeah. Trailhound. So, but this is a little bit more involved. A little bit more customized suspension.
It's kind of like that Toyota truck, the ultimate tailgater.
Yeah, it's got many televisions, right? All in one.
Oh, look, look at that tall truck.
Yeah.
I'm going to just zoom in. I think it's got an American flag on the front of it. See it?
Well, it changes. So those LEDs like blink and change.
Yeah.
So that's another trend I've been noticing is that like wild LED lights that, you know, play around, they dance around, and they light up in different patterns.
Is that legal, you think?
I don't know about the legality of that.
Yeah, I wonder if at night. Hey, our first Grenadier.
Grenadier. There also should be somewhere,
ooh,
some truck.
That's big.
This is our friends at Liquid Spring, dude.
What do they
this
do?
This is suspension, dude.
Yeah.
Remember that gray truck?
Oh,
we've had for a while?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, these are the guys out of Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, these are, I'm going to zoom out a little bit here. Let people
you gotta zoom out.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta zoom out.
Yes.
You gotta step back.
Yes.
After you zoom out.
Big trucks. But look, they also have a Ram. So I haven't seen that yet, actually.
Well, this is a single rear wheel.
Yeah, massive tires. Once again, these are Goodyears. So we've seen several different tire options here.
Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Hey, guys. Nice to see you.
Hey.
How are you?
We are the Ram. We're there.
So this is a Ram 3500 because they've done 5500 Rams before.
Yeah.
But this is a slightly smaller truck, but still got liquid spring, a height adjustable suspension. They're massive bumpers. So this is really sweet.
This looks like it would compete with a Prospector.
Yeah, it's got that feeling because, I mean, Prospector is riding on 40s. This is, I believe, a 37. Yeah, this is a 37, so slightly smaller tire, but still super capable, and you could change your ride height, and it's also adaptive, right? These suspensions are adaptive, so they adjust, you know, for cornering speeds on a highway or off-road, so that's really cool.
Grenadier Quartermaster.
Oh, yes. I saw Scott Brady from Overland Journal.
Yeah.
He has another Quartermaster here with a camper, so this is not his, but this is another cool one.
Yeah, the problem with these guys is they're so expensive because of the chicken tax.
What is it, like 95 to start or something?
Yeah, and I'm surprised it's even that cheap, right? Because the chicken tax is over 20%, if I remember right.
25%.
Yeah.
But look, this one has some accessories. So it's got a tonneau cover. It's got kind of a sports bar. It's got a roof rack. It's got storage boxes.
I like the color, too. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Tommy might call that hearing aid beige.
Cool looking truck with your accessories as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at the front bumper, dude, on this one. Whoa. That is a cool deal.
Perhaps, dare I say it, the ultimate overlanding truck.
All right, let's keep moving. Ooh. There's a classic. Is that a Suburban?
That's what I'm thinking. Look at that. That's cool, too. It's also got a SEMA winner.
It won something. Winner.
Let's see what it won.
Picture this. You're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it. Especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hello. Beautiful truck.
Thank you.
Which type of award did it win?
I don't think it's technically won anything.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
It's up for a few.
Oh, it's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful.
Look at you've got mirrors underneath this truck. I mean, you can see all the components. It's beautiful.
I love the minimalist approach to it too. Yeah, it's not overdone.
The guys that built it, they did a great job.
That's hot, really great looking. Yeah. I mean, this is a podcast showroom and people have to watch. Yeah. It's very hard to listen to this because SEMA in Vegas is all about kind of eye candy and there's so much going on.
Well, we could try to describe like you've been doing, but it's really better seen as opposed to listened to. But we appreciate all you listeners, so we're not trying to cut you out.
And by the way, we're not talking just about our sponsors or partners, right?
No.
Very few of these companies we're showing you are actually, we have any kind of monetary relationships with. We just appreciate a lot of the things they're doing, right?
Well, what we actually need, Andre, are more monetary relationships.
Okay, how do we do that?
We're going the wrong way.
How about we talk about Cognito suspensions? How about that?
Incognito or
Cognito? No, Cognito.
Oh, they're Cognito. So these are not Incognito.
No. No.
Oh my God.
Do you like that Ford?
Yeah, it's. If you're not watching this, there's a massive white F. What is this?
350? It looks like a 350.
With probably a, what? A 25-inch lift on it.
Yes.
With massive
wheels and tires.
With no sidewall, of course. And what makes it so unusual is all the gold.
And all the jewelry on the bottom of it.
Yeah, look at that.
It's got jewelry, Roman.
That's what we were calling it. King suspension. It's got King suspension.
It's got massive King shocks and springs.
So, this is how many years we've been covering SEMA now?
12, 13?
Yeah, so every year, right, they come here with a bunch of different trucks, different cars, and they're all customized.
Yeah.
What happens to these things? I never see them. What happens to them afterwards? Do they get bought up by investors? Do they get put away in different storage units? I mean, where do they all go?
Yeah, I like this one. Can we point?
Yeah,
can
sure.
Can we point to this
like
one? This
a Jeep, Dynatrack?
Dynatrack Jeep. Look at the size of this tire. This is a 40, I believe. 42?
42.
This Jeep is on 42s.
It looks military grade.
Yeah. Baja Bus. Yeah, so it's a 20-inch wheel. Thank you. 42-inch tire and 13.5 wide. And
is it a diesel or is it just a... It's a gas. Okay.
But of course, it's regeared. It's got, Dynatrack X. It's got the axles, yeah.
Dynatrack 60 front and rear axles.
So they're basically tougher and to support, the bigger, the bigger tires, right?
Yeah, these are custom built.
Well, Andre, this is officially the tallest Gladiator that I've seen, but I'm sure there will be taller.
Or
Gladiators.
Or maybe the biggest tire Gladiator. Yeah. Maybe not the tallest.
Hey, I see Nissan over there. Let's head over there.
Alrighty.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
I hear Nissan's got something cool.
Oh, another Quartermaster. Look at that. They're popping up everywhere.
Well, let's head over to Nissan. Let's see what Nissan has here.
Dude, I heard Nissan has brought at least two trucks.
All right.
And they're quite awesome. So let's check them out.
I mean, if you love trucks, this is
a haven.
Yeah, if you love off-roading and if you love trucks. I've never really got the off-roading duallys on. I'm looking at a big black dually with a big push bar. Off-road tires pushed way out beyond the dually. Never got it.
I don't either because the duallys are not good at off-roading.
They're good at towing.
They're really good at towing. But what happens when you have a dually really real rear tire is sometimes rocks and mud get stuck between them, right? And that becomes a problem.
Well, you get rocks and mud stuck between them when you're just, bringing the horses
let's
out
stop
the pasture.
Here. I know it's a little bit loud, but there's an Infiniti concept here. Look at this. It's a QX80. Look at this. Wowza. Everybody loves tailgating this year.
Yeah,
look at this.
It's like a theme. Every truck seems to have a TV stuck in the back of it. And
look at this rear. Oh, nice. We can. Oh, there's a lot of music in here.
Yeah, look, you got. I like how they put not champagne, but sparkling water. Yeah.
In the backs of this QX80, brand new SUV.
Right,
we recently tested one too.
Yeah, but let's
and
go
it's
around.
Got a twin turbo V6 now.
Let's see what Nissan has brought.
Oh, wow, look at this. They have a fun little Nismo.
Looks like a beach recovery rig here.
It's really cool thing.
Beach patrol,
yes.
Yes, but that's not a truck, Andre.
No, it's not a truck.
There's a truck.
Now that is a truck.
Yeah, that's got a lot of back.
So this
got a lot of back. Or butt, depending on how you want.
Once again, the theme is tailgating.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Look at the televisions. Look at all the accessories.
I guess. This is interesting, like this little table stuck to the side of the door.
Oh, I love this, Roman. I can, you know, cut up, you know, my prepare my food and start cooking.
I like the color. The black hood and the green is really good. And then let's look over here. They got a slammed Frontier. A lot of slam trucks, Andre.
Tarmac.
Yeah, a lot of slam trucks.
So here's a Frontier concept that Nissan brought to the show.
I wonder if when Ford came out with a Slam Maverick, it like this trend must have been going on longer. I mean, I understand slam trucks have been around a long time, going back to Lightning, right?
Yeah, of course. But this is something special, I think, Roman, because look at that. It's got the handbrake in the front. Can you leave that open for just a second, Nicole?
No, no, that's all right.
It's
Nicole.
Okay.
We're just gonna.
It's okay.
We're gonna poke in.
You're on our podcast, Nicole. I always listen to you.
I was trying to mess you up. Did I mess you up?
No, not at all. This is our friend from Wheel Bearings.
Yeah, Wheel Bearings podcast. Yes. I always listen to that as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So Nicole Wakeland, thank you very much.
Yes, I'll leave the hood open.
No, sorry, we saw the supercharger.
I wanted the supercharger.
Yes.
I wanted to see it. So thank you very much.
Okay. Can I shut it now? No,
you cannot shut it.
Andre, let her shut it. She needs a picture.
I just need one picture.
Yeah.
He's difficult.
What are you trying? It's a supercharger. It's an Eaton supercharger.
Andre, supercharger, Nissan.
What else do you want? It's a big air intake, supercharger.
Big air intake, Nissan.
I haven't seen a supercharged Frontier since the
2004. Andre, you can't swing a dead cat at SEMA without seeing a supercharger. Come on.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Are we
positive? Oh, it's okay. Fake. It's a fake. Oh, it's a real hood scoop.
No, it's not fake.
It's good. Okay.
Roman, what I was trying to say, thank you, Nicole.
It's a drift truck.
It's a drift truck. That's gotcha. What I've been telling you.
All right. We'll let Nicole do her thing.
That's why, okay. Roman.
Yeah.
That's why it's slammed and that's why it's riding low.
I got to tell you, Andre, I love trucks of all sorts. Okay. I'm a big fan of regular trucks, lifted trucks, dualies, heavy-duty trucks, mid-size truck, full-size truck, compact truck. Not so much on these slam trucks. It's not my thing.
Not even if they're drifting trucks?
No. It just seems like you're taking this vehicle. I always hate when you take a vehicle that was meant to do one thing, right?
Yeah.
Which is tow and haul and go off-road and get rid of all that capability. It's just there's something that just rubs me the wrong way about it.
Yes, but how do you attract attention at SEMA? That's the question.
I get it.
The ultimate question.
But, you know, you can't love everything. That's a nice Frontier.
Medical support unit by DZ.
Yeah. Hey, I heard that there's a new Earth Roamer. I see the booth.
Yes.
Right
do you see the booth?
Yeah, let's head on over there and see what that. These single rear wheel
big trucks
are becoming super popular.
Yeah,
I can get that.
You know what? I think the tire technology and the wheel technology is improving.
Yeah.
So once that's improving, you can carry heavy loads. Let's go this way. You can carry heavy loads, but also do it with a single tire instead of duals.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to replace six tires, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a good thing. All right, Earth Roamer.
So ooh, Raptor, F-150 Raptor sitting right there.
Not that many Raptors here.
This is the first one we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think the Raptor, some of the shine has come off that.
Well, I think they're very purposeful trucks, and this one is riding on King. So you normally it would be Fox trucks, right?
Yeah.
But this one is on King's.
I just feel like...
Whoa, James Bond.
What is this doing here? We are now looking at the James Bond DB5.
Nice.
With deployable machine guns. Let's look at those. This is crazy. Deployable bumpers, of course.
That's awesome.
It's got the... Back here, it's got the... Tire shredders, the rotating license plate,
bullet shield,
and we gotta look inside, see if it does.
It has a navigation system inside.
Well, that's not a sunroof. Dude.
Oh, that's an ejection seat.
That's an ejector seat. Eject, not inject.
Right. Look at that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, look, it's got all the. There you go. There are all the hidden controls. I mean, this is beautiful.
Yeah, but don't touch it because it's priceless.
We're not going to touch it.
No. I just wondered if you were on
film. Yeah, we're on film right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
They're like
thank you very much. Tell them, you know, we're so happy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. We've got fans. And look, Andre, it's Super Leggera. I mean,
that super means light.
Oh, and it also has the tire shredders.
And it will shred your leg.
Yeah. I like the machine guns. That's my favorite part right there.
It's not a truck, Roman.
You know, this, when I was a kid, this, oh, you missed this. Look, back here, it's got the thing with the oil that comes squirting out of the
back. Oil slick?
Yeah. Oil slick, yeah. This was my,
dude.
This is my favorite.
I had, what's your legs?
I almost shredded my leg. I was watching James Bond as a kid.
Yeah.
And I got that as a model. Still have it to this day. Loved it so much.
All right, Earth Roamer.
There's another single rear wheel dually. Look at that. Lifted.
All right, so Earth Roamer is bringing something new to the show this year.
Is that what? Is that a? Is that like a budget
Earth
Roamer?
No, well, I don't think it's budget.
Okay.
No. It's lightweight. It's called the LTX.
Okay.
They're showing the 001, which is the brand new version of it.
Is this it, the LTX?
Yeah. And it's based on the Ford chassis, of course. It's a Ford F-550 Lariat.
Fine company from our home state.
Yeah, you might want to get in there, Roman, because
I'll wait my turn.
Because the interior on this truck is supposed to be something out of this world.
All right, here.
You know, the materials.
I'll stand here. I'll let you go in there.
The materials, hear this. I mean, look at how tall it is, Roman. It's like 13 feet tall. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, how do you change a tire? That's I'm always too practical.
So this is, once again, military style tires. It's a big diesel truck.
All right, hop on.
And let me show inside really quick. Wow.
I mean, do you see $1 million, Andre?
Okay. I'm seeing dollar bills. Well, no, I'm seeing actually a beautiful interior. Look at that. Wood everywhere. Bathroom, toilet. Rear dinette that turns into a bed. Look at the fine materials here. Wow, everything is just basically like a mega yacht type level quality, but it's in a truck. It's pretty impressive.
Let me show you something really cool. Come on down.
Yeah.
So this is the LTX, right?
Yes.
Look, this is the LTX 001.
Yes.
The first one.
VIN 1.
VIN 1, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a confession, Andre.
What?
I don't love this like rhino lining or Linex or whatever.
On everything?
Yeah, because for me, this represents like you have a ratty old pickup truck or Jeep that's rusting and like the...
But this is not rusting. This is...
What I'm saying, the downhill way you cover it up is you Linex it. There's your little...
That's one way to jack up the truck in order to change the tire. There's a vacuum system so you can vacuum up your messes.
So who said that Rivian was the first to create a pass-through? Earth Roamer was there first.
Yeah, Earth Roamer has it, and its attention to detail on this truck is something cool.
Yeah, I mean, if John Mayer has one, dude. And there's your spare tire, of course, the obligatory...
The way to put your bike.
Traction, aids, and these are real Max tracks. Of course, they're real Max tracks.
Would hope.
Yeah.
Of course, you have a winch in the back, a winch in the front.
Shall we see what it looks like inside the cab?
Yeah,
we got that.
Hey
open.
Guys,
how's it going?
Yeah, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah,
how's it going?
Good.
Check this out. There's a pass through, Andre. You can get through it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I mean, Earth Roamer kind of started this. They started the pass through thing, years ago.
Did Truckhouse copy them?
Yeah, does Truckhouse have the same thing? Yeah, I think so.
I like the Earth Roamer on the back of the seat here. That's nice. But it's pretty much a standard
Ford F-550. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really a capable truck.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's appreciate
very nice.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These are our people, Andre.
Yes.
We're among our people here. Whoa, look at this bad boy.
Look at this push bar.
We're looking at this massive push bar.
Wow.
This is bigger than most cars, Andre.
Yes.
It's a push bar on a big old Ford dually.
Once it's like again, an insert.
Done up with off-road fat wheels and tires.
It's very cool.
But not a single rear wheel. All right, let's keep going. See what else there is to see. We're only about halfway through, Andre. We're halfway through the podcast and halfway through the haul. So.
But the only one haul out of five different hauls.
Yeah, we're going to do the truck haul. This is a truck podcast. Ooh, that's pretty cool. Look at that.
What? Oh, a rooftop tent?
I guess it's not that cool.
No, but I think it's interesting. Look, Roman, it's partially hard-sided and partially soft-sided.
Oh, nice catch, Andre.
It's kind of unique.
Yeah, and of course, hearing aid beige once again.
This is one of our favorite trucks, Roman. I think you would agree the Ranger Raptor is super capable, probably the best.
Dare I say, among the Raptors, the Ranger Raptor is not only the cheapest, but
it's also the
best.
Yeah. Because the way it performs, it has payload, it has a little bit of towing, it almost has every element all
look,
in one.
There's an Iron Man Land Cruiser.
Yes.
Done up, I'm taking it with, you know, Iron Man suspension, Iron Man front metal bumper.
Yeah, it's good to see the new Land Cruiser. Actually, we've seen a lot this SEMA show, right? They're kind of everywhere. I love the round headlamps on this one. Look, and I love it's the way it's integrated.
Another Ineos Grenadier.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ineoses again.
And then a pretty vanilla van.
Wait a minute. That's an e-Sprinter. Dude,
it?
The engine is missing.
Oh, it's an e-Sprinter. Oh, look at that. Somebody
look
actually
at that.
Bought it. This is the first electric vehicle we've seen here.
Look at that. The engine is missing. It's got inverters, high voltage wires, and...
Public channel.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Thanks for watching. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
I didn't want to interrupt your comment, but we do airlift, air suspension for trucks.
All right.
Hit me up. My email's on there.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Our people, Andre. Like
yes.
I said, our people. Well, this is done up nicely inside. I think I was a little too harsh in my assessment. It's got this beautiful wood interior in here. Look at that.
Oh, that's very cool.
I wonder if it smells like cedar in there. It would be cool, wouldn't it?
Do you want to get in there once you have, there's a little space?
Well, that's pretty big van. Yeah.
It is cool. So it's got full height.
Yeah, you can stand up.
And then
my buddy from last year.
Oh, good to see you again.
Hey guys,
how are you? Is this yours?
I know you guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's a little brother of Yellow.
Yeah. I love
I watch a lot of your video, guys.
Oh, thank you. I love what you've done with the interior. I love all the wood.
Yeah.
Your quality.
Yeah.
Here.
I appreciate that.
We're kind of
awesome.
I'll just hold it for you.
Okay. Well, hold on. Yeah. Why don't we only one talk? Sorry. Yeah.
Can I talk? Do
you
mind?
I know, but we're on camera, so it's going to get confusing. Go ahead. First,
anyway,
say your name.
Hey, so I'm Santiago with Rogue Van Company.
Okay.
I had the pleasure of seeing you last year.
Thank you.
Where this is our fully electric e-Sprinter concept vehicle. Basically, what we did was we built a super lightweight, fully deconstructible interior in this electric van. We used a SmartFloor L-Track system to have DOT rated seating in the back, and we made it so that you could fully take apart and reassemble the interior in under half an hour.
Wait a minute, like the cabinets?
Can
you point to it?
So if you come and look, do you see the thumb screws in those upper cabinets?
Oh, yeah,
the entire interior is just mounted to L-Track on the walls and floor.
Okay.
That's so modular.
It's incredibly modular. We wanted to make something that could be taken apart, put back together, fit all the needs, check all the boxes. And it's an e-Sprinter, so it only has about 200 miles of range. And so we wanted to make something that was practical for in-town usage.
And I see the same thing in the tracks on the floor, so you can move
seats,
yeah.
You can move the seats swivel, you can do three-person benches that turn into beds. We really wanted to make something that was like a one-size-fits-all kind of solution.
I love the room. It's got a lot of room.
Yeah.
Are you still based in SoCal?
We're in San Diego.
San Diego. Still?
And obviously this like heavily juxtapositions with the van that we brought
inside
to see last year.
Yeah. Roman wants to get inside really
go
quick.
Yeah, inside, Roman, please.
Show you guys interior here. Yeah, thank you.
So at first, it looked like an ordinary Sprinter.
Yeah.
But then the hood was up and I didn't see that engine cover. I'm like, it's an e-Sprinter.
Yeah.
Because we've tested one, you know, recently. So it's really cool.
I got 200 out of mine. Did you guys get 200?
We didn't do a full range test.
Okay.
I just love, you know, what I love about it is like how smooth and quiet, just
smooth.
Everything smooth and quiet.
It smells good, Andre.
It smells good? It passed the smell test.
It smells woody. All right, guys, we should get going. Sorry, we don't want to cut you off.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And I want to do like a thing. I contacted someone.
Okay.
And nothing ever happened.
Well, here.
I want to do a thing.
Hold on
here,
a second.
Contact me because something will happen.
Nice.
I'm sorry if I missed your text
or your
email.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I contacted.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Contact me.
Yeah.
All right.
You seem like a good person to get.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move this way.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
I like that van, Andre.
It's
first
cool.
Electric vehicle.
I like modularity.
Yeah.
I like how modular it is.
Yeah.
Roman, can I show you something really quick?
Yeah,
I'd
love to see it. What you got over here?
You know how sometimes we use ropes?
Yes.
Now, this is a rope.
Oh, my God, that is a rope. That is a python, Andre. That is not a rope.
What do you think?
It'll strangle you if you're not careful.
See, now that is a kinetic rope. Now, that is something.
I think
that is something.
I mean, it's a big... big Jeep, but that is like deuce and a half worthy.
Let's continue going this way. Okay. There's a very cool Bronco. I know Bronco is not a truck.
Of course.
But there's a very cool Bronco I know is down this way somewhere.
I mean, we could push it, Andre. I think anybody's going to be upset if we show them.
Well, we already talked about the Aston Martin, James Bond's.
Yeah, we really pushed Aston Martin. There. Let's go over here. I see a truck over here. That's a Jeep, bro. Look. Jeep, bro.
That's awesome. That's really great.
That's got a lot of stuff on it, Andre.
Yeah.
Look at all the lights. Look at all the lights. Look at all everything on this thing. And
That's
it's
very cool.
Very TikTokable, apparently.
Very TikTokable and YouTubeable.
YouTubeable, yeah. Oh, so we'll move on.
All right, let's move on.
Ooh, look at that color on that thing. That is a bold color, Andre.
Which one?
Straight ahead, like Tuscandero, but much pinker.
Violet? Is that Tuscadero?
Burgundy?
Or something? Well, that Jeep calls it?
That's a Jeep color. This isn't
okay.
A Jeep.
I know. Yeah. Waterport. So there's this is not truly an Overland show, Roman, but there's a lot of crossover between like an Overland show and SEMA.
Well, this is for all our Toyota fans here.
Yeah, I love this. There's a Tacho right next to it.
I like the Tacho better, actually.
The Tacho looks really purposeful, really nice. Okay. Look at the clearance in the front of this.
I know, like the approach angle on that thing is incredible. And of course, you have to have your mandatory Maxtrax. How else would you let people know that you're an active lifestyle type of a driver?
A little bit more Fords here. There's some skid plates.
We seem to be in Jeep land here, Andre.
This is a lot of Jeep land.
I've seen the yellow ducks, but now apparently there are red ducks.
Well, there's all kinds of ducks. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a Jeep thing.
Yeah, we're back in truck land.
The X-Bull. X-Bull Tremor. Now, this is proper, dude. No, this is an F-Series Super Duty Power Stroke V8 Diesel Tremor.
I mean, look at the size of this thing.
It's small by SEMA comparisons.
True that. Yeah, by SEMA.
A little small.
Oh, look at that Bronco. I'm like a kid in a candy store. Andre.
Oh, that's the one. That's the Armadillo Designs. It's really unique. They have a really unique roof system.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show that to you.
These guys also do portal axles, I think.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are out of Houston, right?
Yeah, they do portal axles for Broncos. Can you imagine that? Like a G-Wagon.
So first of all,
squared.
It's got the new 8112 Bilstein suspension on it. Remote reservoirs once again. Very high tech. I haven't driven this type of suspension yet.
I love the color. So if you guys are listening to this on YouTube, it's a Bronco that is kind of base black, but there's a brown almost.
And it's not a wrap. No. It's actual paint.
That looks like animal skin. Almost looks like alligator skin in brown.
It's painted. Beautiful paint job. But look at the roof. You see, it's removable. And it's also, it's hard to see. How about from the outside?
There you go.
Do you see how it kind of bulges out?
Yeah.
So you have additional headroom, but it's also removable. So they have a kind of a new roof system here.
And who says we don't do motorcycles? Because there's one right there.
Also, look at the paint job on the motorcycle.
Yeah, it must be a deploy the whatever this is.
It's electric.
When you're out there.
Boogie woogie.
All right, well, I think we're kind of coming to the end. Maybe if we head over to our left, there'll be more stuff.
Okay, yeah, let's look. We talk about lights. Do you see those blinking LEDs?
Yeah, that would give you...
That's insane.
That would give you a headache. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I mean, the reason I worry about those, right?
Yeah.
They kind of feel like that would be something that an emergency vehicle would have. What do you got?
Well, yeah, there's laws against, like, using blue and red lights, blinking especially, or even, I believe, like, orange lights are illegal as well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of regulations.
It'd be very
around
confusing,
no,
right?
No autographs today. No.
So
and they might be like off-road only, but still, this seems to be Toyota Wonderland here.
This is sweet, dude. I love this graphics package and this brand new 2024 Tacoma. The wheels. What do you think about this one? This looks nice.
I do like the color. I do like the wheels.
Oh, it's Charvonia Designs. Remember, we had those little billet tie downs on our
Charbonia as well.
Yeah, let's check it out. I think they are using some like Kuat components and Pelican components. Oh, there's Chloe. Look, Chloe, she's got a YouTube channel too. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
No, we're not. Hey, good to see you, man.
You
good
put
to
my
see
you again. Tie downs on the
yes,
truck.
Thank yeah. you for sending us your tie downs.
Thank you.
So are we interrupting your interview?
No, I actually have to go get my wife at the entrance, so I'm going to be
okay.
right back.
Okay.
Let me.
And you have your tie downs here, too,
yeah.
right?
All the lime green.
And
yeah.
there's also
lime green.
A kind of a.
Oh, hold on, Chloe.
Okay.
Hold on, Chloe.
Yeah, yeah.
You better mic her. Mic Chloe, would you?
Are we live or something?
We're almost live.
Okay.
All right. Tell us about, first of all, your channel.
Yeah. So my channel is my name, Chloe Kuo,
okay.
and I make content about Toyota trucks, mostly in Toyota SUVs. I'm a huge Toyota enthusiast myself,
okay.
and I like building and modifying them.
Yeah, and you have a 2024 Tacoma yourself.
Yes.
So are you just shopping around for parts, or what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, like a big part of myself going to SEMA is just checking out all the builds and seeing kind of how I can draw inspiration for my own trucks. I don't think I'm a very creative person, so actually visually seeing, okay, this can be done on a truck is really enticing to me.
I love the color on this. It's
okay,
really gorgeous.
So you know what's interesting?
What?
You'd say bronze, right? Bronze and highlighter green. I would say no, but this is a perfect example of, hey, I'm not, you know, a very creative person, but it works out
about.
So well.
Yeah, look at this, some of these components.
Yeah, so these are the Charvonia design D-rings.
Yeah.
They have both form and function. And I like them because they're a lot stronger than the OEM ones. But
and they rotate.
They rotate. Yeah, these are fun. They rotate. You can put them anywhere. And I like their bed tie-downs too because I have in my truck those ratchet straps with those hooks
yeah.
that like enclose.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, the OEM ones, the plastic ones, they're so thick, the radius
oh,
of them,
it doesn't, go over
it doesn't
it.
Close. So okay. that's one reason I really like
I also
these
love
ones.
This quad bed rack here.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
I think this is new. I don't actually know much about Kuat, but
yeah, me neither.
I think
that's
it's
cool.
yeah, it's cool. It looks modular because you could put, I guess, a MOLLE panel on one side.
Well, you know it's cool because it's got the two umlauts over the U. So
that's right.
That's how you know it's happening.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, we should get going.
Yeah.
Chloe,
thank you
so
much. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate
hey, Andrew,
it.
Andrew, nice to see you guys again.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Is that the card you left?
Yeah. Yes, I think that's for you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here, take this. Would you for
can
a second, Andrew?
Before you guys can take one selfie with you guys, I have my phone.
Yeah, we're gonna have a
selfie during a podcast.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this or watching this, we're gonna get a selfie with Chloe. So you might want to go to the bathroom or grab a libation of choice.
No, don't go anywhere. You have to remain here, Roman.
Right.
We have also have to go that direction
too. Yeah, we will. Come on in here, Chloe.
All right,
come on in.
Come in. In front of the Tacoma.
All right, we're gonna do it in front.
Okay.
Let's go in front of the Tacoma.
Sorry, I know I have.
No, that's all right.
That's okay.
This is fun. Like I said, these are our people here. So,
yeah.
All right. How's
all right,
this?
Where should we go?
Let's not cover the truck. So you stand here.
He stands
there.
This is what the selfie looks like.
Okay.
Cheers.
All right. Here.
Tacoma.
Right.
Tacoma. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Alrighty.
Thanks,
thank
Chloe.
You.
I'll see you in a bit.
Thank
hopefully.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Chloe's here with us on the Toyota program. So look at these chairs. They're inflatable, dude. I want to try one out.
Oh yeah. This is flated.
Yeah. Well,
this is flated. I love this.
Yeah. Let me go try one. Here, after I'm gonna give you the. Oh yes.
Oh, there's a fire.
Warm up by the fire.
Oh yes. You have
a
lot.
You just gotta take a load off.
I know. You have a lot.
Chair.
You have a lot of people that just kind of come and hang out.
Yeah.
How long does somebody stay? Because I want to break that record.
I'm not sure yet. Well, and you want to hear the true story. This is our bait catcher.
Oh, hold on. You got to
hold
go
on.
Here. Hold on. We need a
hold on.
Need a mic.
We're on camera.
We're rolling here.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Are you inflated?
Yes, I am.
Here. What is your name?
My name is Monique Kiefer. I'm one of the founders and I'm the CFO of Flated.
Sweet.
We're TFL. Nice to meet you.
TFL truck.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, so this inflatable furniture came out last year for SEMA to help our colleagues have somewhere to sit during the show, and it had such great feedback that now we're producing and selling them. But we're known for our inflatable truck toppers, cargo carriers, deck inserts, storage units, and even maybe most famously for our entirely inflatable trade show booth, which no one in this entire hall has but us, including the floor.
How much does this cost if I want to get like this couch?
So the couch, that's a new sample.
Yep.
We're probably going to be selling that one.
Yeah.
Those ones we're probably going to price out at $349.
Okay, and the chairs?
These are specific markups for Corvette. We have a licensing agreement with GM. So this, we haven't priced the set yet. These are samples. I can tell you that our full-size chair and tables are going to soon be individually sold for $199 a chair, and the table is $239.
And you need like a compressor to pull this up? It seems very firm.
Because it's made out of drop stitch.
Oh, so you don't have to.
Are you familiar with inflatable paddle boards?
Yes, same stuff.
Same exact
material.
So
you got to get that big, you know.
We do also have an electric aftermarket pump that makes it a little bit easier on you. And we do have valve adapters if you have like an air compressor or something at home.
I mean, this seems like the kind of thing where you blow it up once and you probably keep it blown up.
You can.
That's what I would do.
I have the four chairs and table, and I just blew it up and had it in our front yard for Halloween to hand out candy.
Yeah.
And then we put a folding table out with a TV and watched Thursday night football with our neighbors.
Well, Monique, thank you very much.
And when it collapses, how big is it? I mean, when you deflate it. I mean,
I'll take it. You want to take your mic back, Andre?
So there's some bags over here.
Okay. Because I'm curious about this.
This bag is for two of these chairs.
So that bag is for two chairs.
Yes,
okay,
and this bag right here is for this one table.
And then you can see the where the air goes. Yeah, the valves right there.
So
yeah.
It's a standard valve you'd see on an inflatable paddle board or any other water sports drop stitch.
And in an emergency, Andre, it'll serve as a flotation device.
Yes. So I own a ski boat, so this is like double duty. I mean,
if you watch enough of our social media, you'll find my partners with the truck topper upside down being towed behind a boat.
Okay, there you go.
We're paddling it down a river with a paddle.
You do the truck topper for mid-sized trucks. That's a Colorado, obviously. Would you do them for like an F-150?
We have them all the way up to 8-foot beds. Okay. And then all the way down to like Ford Mavericks and Jeep Gladiators.
And how much is a topper? Let's say that one over there.
They range from, there's so many different SKUs. These are the cab high. We also have a mid-rise that has a higher headroom. It's about 6 inches taller inside. And they range anywhere from, I believe it's $11.99, and our most expensive 8-foot is $19.99. So everything's under
$2,000. Depends on size. Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
Monique, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And I know Roman, you know, he would rather stay here and sit down.
I want to see the topper.
Thank you very much.
Look at that. Yeah, that looks pretty cool, Andre. Look at that.
And it's really stiff. I mean,
and then you've got like a little, you know, bed flat in there as well. Wow. Who would have thunk? So much you can do with inflatable furniture.
Yeah, I love this.
And
it's very strong, too.
Yeah.
Like you could actually like walk on top of this. I mean, this is really strong.
All right,
let's go.
Well, Andre,
let's take a right and another right, Roman.
Okay, right and right. You got it.
I wanted to show you something down here. Sorry if there's a lot of music here. We can't really control the music.
So I can't go back and sit down on the inflatable furniture?
You can. So just give me another 2 minutes,
please. I'm getting old, Andre. I'm no longer the spring chicken I was. Oh, my God! Is that what you wanted
to
say? Yes! Oh, cool. Oh, this is so cool. Two K-trucks. An off-road one. Now this. All right, I gotta say, this is one of my favorite things here.
Oh yes, dude, we have a Honda Acty, right?
Yeah.
And what is this one? I can't. Is this?
This is like a camping one,
huh?
HA4 Honda Acty. Four-wheel drive.
Yeah. So this has a Honda Acty as well.
It's an Acty.
Yeah.
Oh sweet.
You. This is yours.
Yeah.
Dude. So we have one too. We have a 4x4 Acty as well.
Nice.
So I think ours is a 97.
Okay.
Ours is not as cool as yours.
No. Yours is way cooler. So you got storage. You got.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a camper?
It is. You climb in here. We've got UTV speakers in the back. Really great audio because it reverberates off the shell. It sounds like you're at a live show. Also, rear hatch comes out 6 feet. Keep on going back.
Yep,
wow.
Right?
Wow, that's a lot of...
All stainless steel.
So do you sell the actual truck or do you sell the parts and the accessories for the K-truck?
So we do full builds for these.
So now, you could buy this.
Correct. Fully built.
So you get it from Japan and then you customize them.
Correct. We take in customer orders.
Yep.
We purchase the vehicle from auction in Japan and we send it to our partners in Hiroshima that have their massive facility. They've been in business for 50 years customizing semi-trucks. And in 2020, they pivoted to K-trucks. Brought in a designer from Ford, Satoshi, been working for Ford for 30 years, looked at the K-Truck and was like, I'm going to turn this into a two-door hatchback coupe. And he sure did. As you can tell, like, the rear is all cut out on both of these, right?
Yeah.
So ample space.
And it's called the Grasshopper.
That's correct.
The Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Yes, I love it.
And how much is a Grasshopper if I wanted one?
Yeah, so these are our spec homes. These are $60,000. Our base starts at $40,000. That's just going to be your shell. It's not really going to have the side steps, not as much storage. It's not going to have the roof rack or the brush guard.
But then including the vehicle as well.
That's correct.
And you know, I'm sure you know, in a lot of places they've been pushing to make these street illegal. Are you fighting that, or are you seeing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not just myself. I mean, it's kind of
it's a community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very state specific. I mean, you could see it with Massachusetts. They had theirs overturned, their regulation overturned that was nixing them from on road use. Same with Texas now, and most recently Michigan. Now you're able to drive these on the road. So people are fighting back, and there's not really a way for them to deter others from not doing the same, you know. So
let's look at the other one, Andre.
Yeah, and this is so space efficient.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
So is this also a Grasshopper?
It is. This is a mechanic build.
Hold on.
This is a mechanic build. So think of this as like a on track like support vehicle, or mobile.
Like
mechanic.
A mobile mechanic unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Same type of thing, and you can kind of see what you couldn't see in there because the flat the air mattress was on there. But you can access all of these compartments just through more storage in here, right? Inside.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So are all these 25 years or older?
They are. Yeah. This one's a 1988. That's a 1993.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
If Tommy was here, Roman, he would probably jump all over this. Right?
Yeah. I think this is a great place to end this video, Andre, because I can't find anything cooler.
Thank you very much for your time, George.
George, thank you very much, man.
Thank you very much.
What a cool little K-Truck. Yeah. Good for you. Only in SEMA could you find a custom K-Truck, Andre.
Look at the inside. Just really quick.
Look, it's got a removable steering wheel. It just pops right off.
That's good. Smart because my knees usually hit the steering wheel.
Yeah, and you need these 4-point or 5-point, whatever they are, because this thing will do downhill with the wind maybe 42.
Oh, can we end right here?
You end on what?
Only at SEMA you can have a tow truck on top of a tow truck.
A tow truck on top of a tow truck?
Yeah.
You won't end that? Okay.
Yeah. Now this is... Now how about this, Roman? A tow truck on top of a tow truck.
Yeah, but you know, I would have thought at SEMA they would have had, you know, a tow truck on top of a tow truck on top of a tow truck. You know, if you're going to do that, you got to have at least three tow trucks, Andre.
All right, so thanks for joining us for this special bonus episode.
Look,
what?
How could we started with a Cybertruck, we got to end with of course, off-roady Cybertruck with the Max Trax just to prove, right?
Yeah.
You figure this has got to be here. So this is the Camper Cybertruck. So if you want to go and you know, live your life's adventure and, you know, have a nice little tailgate party.
Once again, tailgating seems to be a huge theme at this year's show. Everybody has televisions.
Look how far those tires stick
out. They're beefy. They're sticking out. You probably will lose quite a bit of range rolling on these.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a Cyber Beast or a Cybertruck.
It's impossible to tell from the outside,
either
really.
Either way, it's going to have at least 600 horsepower, so I don't think it's going to have any issues rolling those big, meaty wheels and tires.
But look at the roof rack, Roman. Do you see how it's integrated? It seems to be pretty cleverly done.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's a triangle, and then this is, you know, a nice addition to it. So it works really well. I think they did a good job with this. It's just missing the big bar of lights on top, right? Maybe there's one in the front. Nope, you're just stuck with the standard lights.
Alrighty, well, we started with one and we're finishing on one as well.
And guys, thank you for joining Andre and myself for this literally wall-to-wall coverage of SEMA. And guys, we shall see you next time.
Yes, we're going to do a car focus show.
Sorry.
Roman focus, focus.
Sorry.
We're going to do a car focus show.
Yes.
On mostly cars and SUVs and crossovers. And then, so stay tuned, please, oldtfl.com. We have 8 channels, so we have everything from the show in one place.
Look, there's a bigger tow truck. They could have put that tow truck with the tow truck on top of it, on top of this tow truck, and you could have had all three.
You could do anything.
It's SEMA. We'll see you guys next time. Ciao.
Thanks.
Picture this. You're in the garage, hands covered in grease, just finished tuning up your engine with a part you found on eBay, and you realize, you know what? I could also use new brakes. So where do you go next? Back to eBay. You can find anything there. It's unreal. Wipers, headlights, even cold air intakes, it's all there. And you've got eBay Guaranteed Fit. You order a part, and if it doesn't fit, send it back. Simple as that. Look, DIY fixes can be major. Doesn't matter if it's just maintenance or a major mod. You got it. Especially when things are guaranteed to fit. So when you dive into your next car project, start with eBay. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.